From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Now, here's a story that sounds like a Steven Spielberg movie, and it is about a Steven Spielberg movie. I'm talking about the Atari video game based on the hit film E.T., the Extraterrestrial. If you remember it, you do because it was such a disaster. It's still called the worst video game ever made. And here's where it gets weird. Atari reportedly attempted to bury the game. Literally, in the desert, in New Mexico. 30 years later, a Canadian gaming company called Fuel Entertainment wants to find out if the stories are true and dig it up. Zoe Kleiman is a tech reporter for the BBC.
Atari, which was at the time a very successful video game maker, decided, we've got a really successful film here. It would make a great game. What can possibly go wrong, right? So they spend millions of dollars making this game and they release it just in time to hit everybody's Christmas stockings at Christmas 1982 and very soon discover that they've made an incredibly expensive mistake.
It was complicated, it was difficult to play, or it was just badly designed. What was wrong with it?
All of the above, actually. The problem was it was almost impossible to play because you had so many things to do and to avoid. You were trying to find different bits of a phone so that you could phone home and be collected by a spaceship. You, by the way, being E.T., you were also being chased by the FBI and by a scientist who wanted to deconstruct you in his lab. So you had all these kind of things going on and nobody could really understand what they were supposed to be doing. So the game tanked. Loads of people returned their copies. Atari suffered catastrophic financial losses.
And Atari then dumped a bunch of copies of the game, supposedly, into a landfill. Is that right?
Legend has it, Atari didn't really know what to do with all of these millions of games that it now could not get rid of, and it was losing money hand over fist. So it drove out to the desert to this landfill site and emptied millions of cartridges out, bulldozed them flat, buried them in concrete, and that's where they still are. Now, Atari's never confirmed this, so nobody knows whether or not they actually did bury these games. But the legend and the story has survived. And now Fuel Entertainment says, because this all happened 30 years ago in September, it's a good time, don't you think, to go out there and see if they can find them.
Yeah, let's dig up these bones, right?
Exactly. It is like an excavation, isn't it? A very, very recent history.
What's the next step here? When might we know what is buried under this concrete?
Well, the company is just finalizing its funding now for the project. And their idea, very fittingly, I suppose, is to try and make a film about the excavation itself. And they don't know what they're going to find, if anything, but they think whatever they do find is going to be interesting. They've been given 6 months to investigate the site. So really, we should know fairly soon what, if anything, is there and lay some ghosts to rest.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Zoe Kleiman is a technology reporter for the BBC. Zoe, thanks.
Thank you.
You can see a video of E.T. gameplay and get happy about the current state of game graphics. That's at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.